This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission lifts election code of conduct from today. Tiles production begins in Nepal using domestic raw materials. And gunman kills three women in Rome Cafe. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission is preparing to announce the list of candidates who own proportionally in the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly Member elections. The spokesperson of the Office of the Chief Election Officer for the PR System in the Election Commission, Guru Prasad Wagle, said the Commission is preparing to publish the list of winning candidates on proportionality today. The Commission has fixed the time for correcting the list of proportional representation members of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly submitted by the political parties to 4 p.m. today. The Election Commission has lifted the Election Code of Conduct from today. The code was in force since September 28 for the election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly, which was held successfully on November 20. According to Election Commission's spokesperson, Saligram Paudil, the decision to lift the code has been shared with the Nepal Government, Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Ministers and Constitutional Bodies. CPNUML Chairman KP Sarma Oli and Nepali Congress leader Arjun Narasingh KC held a meeting at Oli's residence in Balkot yesterday. It is said that during the meeting between the two leaders for about 2 hours, the current political events and the formation of the new government were discussed. Congress leader KC informed that in the discussion, the possibility of forming a new government and the united initiative between the parties to improve the political equation and the economy and the issue of people's livelihood were discussed. Buddha Air is going to operate its first international flight from Pokhara Regional International Airport on the 17th of December. A test flight has also been completed at the airport. For this, the company has also submitted an application for permission to the regulatory body, Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal. Tiles production has begun in Nepal by using domestic raw materials. An industry has been established in Jitpur Simara Submetropolis 8 for production. Two entrepreneurs who have long been importing foreign tiles and hardware materials to the country have jointly ventured out into the industry in Simara. According to Managing Director of the industry, Manoj Rauniar, almost 50% of the clay used for tiles production was from Nepal. He said that the industry had the plan to manufacture the tiles completely based on Nepali clay and sand after some months. Services being delivered by health facilities in Kabri have improved. According to District Health Office Dhulikhil, health services are being delivered not only to the district residents but also to the service seekers coming from other districts as well. The office added it has increased people's access to health services. In the Bagmati Province Level Review Program, the Kabri Health Office has been evaluated as the best service providing office. District Health Office in charge Dr. Purushottam Serai said that the efforts of the office have become meaningful due to the quality of innovative initiatives, systematic arrangements and potential of sustainability. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Three women, including a friend of Italy's new prime minister, were killed when a man opened fire at a cafe in Rome, injuring four other people. Those inside were meeting as part of local bloc's residence committee. Roberto Gualtieri, a mayor of Rome, described the shooting as a grave episode of violence and said he would attend an emergency meeting on Monday. Reports say a suspect, 57, is in custody. He has a history of disputes with some of the committee's board. Luciana, the committee's vice president, was at the cafe in the Fijian district, Italy's La Repubblica newspaper reports. All flights have been suspended at UK's Stansted Airport after it was forced to close its runway due to bad weather. Heathrow and Gatwick also cancelled for delayed flights after snow, ice and freezing fog sweeping the UK. A yellow weather warning remains in place for Scotland, London and South West England until Monday morning, with the disruption said to continue. Trains have also been delayed and drivers want to take care after several motorway accidents. A spokesman added delays to flights were experienced earlier due to de-icing of aircraft, which is a ground handler's responsibility, and the safety of aircraft and passengers is paramount. Passengers are advised to check with their airline for the current status of their flights. Ukrainian forces have struck headquarters of Russia's Wagner mercenary group, says the governor in exile of Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. Fighting also raged in southern Ukraine over the weekend, with Russia targeting Odessa and Ukraine bombarding a target in the occupied city of Melitopol. Wagner is state-sponsored mercenaries who act in the Kremlin's interests, according to Western experts. Wagner units have previously been deployed in Crimea, Syria, Libya, Mali and the Central African Republic. In the Kardivka strike, Haidai said Russia had suffered significant losses and he expected at least 50% of the surviving forces to die due to a lack of medical treatment. During a phone call with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, U.S. President Joe Biden said Washington was prioritizing efforts to help boost Ukraine's air defense systems. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission lifts election code of conduct from today. Tiles production begins in Nepal using domestic raw materials and gunman kills three women in Rome Cafe. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.